Scripture Lifeline, Scared by Kimberly Hicken. I get scared very easily. To make matters worse, I have an overactive imagination, and it doesn't take much to make me tense and nervous. I remember a time when I had a hard time falling asleep at night because I was afraid. I would lie awake thinking about all the bad things that might happen. Fires, car accidents, burglaries. Most of the things I worried about were things I had absolutely no control over. One autumn evening, I found myself home alone. It was a dark, windy night, and my imagination was running wild. I tried watching television, but I couldn't concentrate on the show. Then I tried calling a few of my friends, but none of them were home. Finally, I realized I needed some help to calm down, so I went to my bedroom and got my scriptures. Before I began reading, I knelt down and prayed to Heavenly Father that He would help me get my mind off my fears and that I would be able to concentrate on the scriptures. After my prayer, I crawled into bed and opened my scriptures to the Doctrine and Covenants. I had been reading for only a few minutes when one of the verses suddenly caught my attention. Wherefore, be of good cheer, and do not fear, for I, the Lord, am with you, and will stand by you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 6. Immediately, I felt a calmness come over me as the realization came to me that although I could not control the things that were troubling me, my Heavenly Father could. Now, whenever I start to feel afraid, I recall the words to that scripture, and I always feel better. I find it comforting to know that the Lord loves me, understands my feelings, and will always be there for me when I need Him. End of Scripture Lifeline, Scared by Kimberly Hicken. Q&A.